You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 127. It might be great. Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready? All right, welcome back to another week's episode. I hope you enjoyed last week and that everybody just magically quit yelling. But if you are wanting help giving up yelling, go check out that episode and join the free Facebook support group. So I would love to create a revolution of mamas, just creating a new generation where yelling is just not even in their, like, they don't even know why they would yell. Like, what purpose would that even serve, right? Just creating this next generation with good habits. Okay. Friends, it has now been 5 weeks since my son left on his mission in Arizona. Well, 3 weeks of MTC and 2 weeks in Arizona. And I am getting really good at riding the wave of emotions as they pop up every now and then of missing him. They pop up in the most random times. I read a book about mothers in my call to, what is it, in Mama's Members. And I started crying. I didn't read the whole book. I was just read a page about it and I totally cried. I saw his mug that he loved, Muggy, that he was maybe going to take with him and he forgot him. And I saw Muggy and I cried. I saw football players playing and I remembered that he tried tackle football twice. And I thought, oh, they grew up so fast, and cried. So I am just willing to ride that wave of emotion when it pops up instead of fighting it or thinking that it's a problem. And just allowing it to be that experience and just like, okay, I miss my son. There's nothing more to it. And there's no problem with crying and there's no problem with moms who don't cry. I did not think I'd be a crier, but apparently I am. So anyway, just getting really good at that emotion popping up. But today I want to talk to you a little bit more about my son, Elder Thomas. I have two Elder Thomases, so Elder Porter Thomas, about his experience with the MTC. And for those of you who are not familiar with my faith, the MTC stands for Missionary Training Center. And I will just refer to it as MTC, but that's what it stands for. And before COVID, all missionaries went to an MTC to get trained on how to be a better missionary and how to be a missionary. And if you were learning a foreign language, you would stay longer and learn another language. So it is a really, really neat program. Well, when COVID hit, they closed all the MTCs down in the world and started having missionaries train online and learn on Zoom. So when this all happened last year with COVID and whatnot, my son would have still been 17. And he's like, okay, next year the MTC will be open. He put in his papers, got his call, and he, like, the MTC is starting to open and people are starting to go to it. And he's like, I do not want to do home MTC. I want to go to the MTC and I want to train there. And when he got his call, it actually said he would go to the MTC. So he was really excited. But then a few days later, he got an email and said, oh no, you'll be at home. And so he was bummed again. And then later he got an email and said, well, if you'll get the vaccine, you'll just do 1 week at home and then 2 weeks at the MTC. And this was a really tough decision for him. I am not going to be pro or against vaccine, and your choice, I feel like it, whatever is best for your family. I am the hippie mama. I am very allergic to medicine. And so it is not safe for me to take it. But because of that, I am also very concerned with my children with taking things, but he is also an adult. So I let him make the choice about the vaccine, whether or not he wanted it. And he has been raised by a hippie and he has his own concerns with it. And so he did not want it, but he really didn't want to do home MTC. So he was very prayerful and eventually decided to not get it. So that meant that he had to be home doing MTC for 3 full weeks. Some of his worries were that our family is just so darn loud. That is actually, my husband loves to work from home. He has like a love-hate relationship with it, I guess. He loves it because he likes to be by everybody, but then we are so loud and somebody's playing music and somebody's on the piano and somebody's singing and somebody's wrestling or whatnot. And so my son has seen that. He's lived here for a long time and he thought, I do not want to, like, there's no way I can do this. You guys are all so loud. How in the world am I going to do MTC? Another worry was that he didn't want to be on his computer all day. He said, that sounds horrible to be stuck sitting on my bum on a computer all day long. Another worry was that even though he's kind of a homebody, I guess like he's hit and miss because he loved going with my husband to his office and they worked together. So I guess he likes to be with family, but like he likes it to be a little bit quieter. But he was very concerned about being home so much. And so he really just wanted to, like, when his mission started, he just wanted to go to the MTC and start his mission. So knowing that he was going to be home, I wanted to help him have this be a positive experience, right? So I was telling him, I can drive you to grandma's every day. You could go to dad's office. You could do something where we get out of the house and try to help him make it be a positive experience. So to his surprise, he absolutely loved home MTC. He ended up loving that he could still go to CrossFit every morning. He and I worked out together and he got his CrossFit certification. I think it's a coach. I don't know. He always corrects me, his L1 certification or something like that. And so I actually loved working out with him too, because he really pushed me and helped me to get better. So we went really early every morning to CrossFit. As he was doing home MTC, he remembered that he tried a charter school one year for high school where he went twice a week and sat in a chair, in a hard chair, and did school. And he remembered, I hated that. He said, I did not like being out of school. I didn't like being stuck in a classroom. And so all of a sudden, he realized how much he loved being at home, that he was grateful that he was in a very comfortable chair, in a comfortable home, doing MTC. He loved that he got a big break for lunch every day, and he took a nap every single day of his MTC life. He is a big napper. He loved the teachers that they had online, and he thought they were so fun. He also had a district of other missionaries, and they played games and did activities together online and had a ton of fun. On his P day or his preparation day, we would go do things as a family. We would go to the zoo, we went shopping, did things like that. Just we would go and be together, and it was a ton of fun. He only had to ask his siblings to be quiet a few times, but for the most part, they were actually really respectful. And he just went far away from the piano and put in headphones, and then it wasn't really that big of a distraction when people played on the piano. He realized that for him, this was a really nice gradual way for him to ease into mission life instead of ripping off the Band-Aid and just moving out of your house and diving into mission life. And he realized for him that this was a very nice gradual way to ease into mission life where he wasn't hanging out with all his buddies or his lady friend. He wasn't working, doing all those things, but he was living the missionary life where he got up at a certain time and was in bed by a certain time, what he didn't have TV or music. He could have like churchy type music or classical music, right? But not any other type of music. So it was a really nice way. It ended up being a really nice way for him to ease into his mission life. And it ended up being a really positive experience for him, for the family. I know I loved it. He and I went on walks almost every single night. He would go play with his brothers in the evenings and just he was home. And it was just a really incredible positive experience. And this made me think of homeschool because everything does. And it makes me think of how many worries and concerns mamas have because it's unknown. And I don't know. I don't know what it's going to look like. And I just think it's going to be terrible. And they think of all the ways that it could be terrible. I'll have no free time. My kids drive me crazy. I need a break from my kids. My house is going to be a mess. How in the world do I fit it all in? Am I going to have to give up all my hobbies? They think of all the ways that it's going to be absolutely terrible to have homeschool. But do you ever stop and think of all the ways that it might be great? Sometimes we spend, actually so many times our brain just wants to protect us and it just goes right to that negative, right? Of like, here's all the negative what ifs. What if I'd fail my kids? What if I'd have no idea what I'm doing? What if my kids hate homeschool? What if all these things? Instead, what about focusing on the positive what ifs? My son realized so many positive what ifs as soon as he got thrown into this. He does not like wearing socks and shoes, and he realized how wonderful that, like, what if I didn't have to wear my shoes all day? What if, and you could put this with homeschool, right? Like, what if this is the amazing bonding experience for my family? What if I learned so much right along with my kids? What if we connected as a family at a deeper level than I even knew was possible? What if I can still have hobbies and keep my house clean and homeschool my kids? What if my kids come away from homeschool completely knowing who they are, what their purpose is, and having amazing life skills? Sorry guys, I always lose my notes. I need to write bigger, but I don't, so then I get lost. So my son ended up having a positive experience, but he went in pretty concerned and worried that it was probably going to be a negative experience. So how often do you do that with homeschool, thinking that this might be a really negative experience? And then a lot of times we create that negative experience and give ourselves proof. But what if we said, like, this could be amazing? What if this could be really great? So I want to challenge you today that if you are stuck in the negative what ifs, to try finding some of the positive what ifs, because guess what? You have no idea of, like, you're predicting the future and you're doing it negatively. So what about predicting the future positively? What if this is the perfect thing for our family? What if we get to go travel because now we have this freedom and the flexibility? What if my kid finds their passion and the things that they really love and they have the time for it, right? There are just so many positive what ifs. And so I want to challenge you to really write down some of what the positive what ifs could be. What if homeschool is fun? What if homeschool makes my life more meaningful? What if homeschool means I get more quality family time? I have heard so many worries and fears of all the negative what ifs. So I want to challenge you today to dream for a minute of it might be great, and think of all the ways that homeschool could be absolutely great, just like my son's MTC experience ended up being an incredibly wonderful and positive experience for not only him, but for everybody in our family. So before you get stuck in a spiral of negativity, of all the what ifs that could go wrong, and all the what ifs with worries, I want to challenge you today to think of all the things that could go right. How could this be awesome? What if this was great? Because it just might be. And if you think that and start planning that and creating that vision, guess what's going to happen? It is going to be absolutely great. And you're going to love what you're going to create. So I want to challenge you guys with that today. All right, friends, have an amazing week, and I'll talk to you next time. Are you ready to take the concepts learned on this podcast to the next level? Then I invite you to join Mama's Members, a place where I will help you succeed in your family and homeschool beyond what you thought was possible. You will have access to hours of content, a place to ask questions, and weekly coaching calls to help you be the amazing homeschool mom you are called to be. To sign up, go to www.coachmegthomas.com/join. I can't wait to see you there.